Merry Christmas.
Blow jobs and hand jobs and eating clitoris. Watching your grandmother douche with Lavoris. Brown pubic cunt hairs and toilet bowl rings. These are a few of my favorite things. Serving bird droppings as warm appetizers. Licking the residue from bathroom sanitizers. Sanding the top of my dick till it stings. These are a few of my favorite things. Probing my dick hole with sharpened lead pencils. Enlarging my asshole with kitchen utensils. Knowing the joy that an egg beater brings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I tell everybody I know to eat shit and puke on my present, and then I don't feel bad at all, you fucking scumbag, fucking Christmas shitbird, fuck you!
Before he was born.
I'm gonna beat him out of heaven with a fucking hammer. Those
like you raise your mom.
I'm gonna get some wooden to get my extension.
Get my extension.
Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Santa, Father Spoon.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa and everything else from your friends here at shouldidrinkthat.com, where even if it's crap,
we drink it, so you don't have to.
And holiday crap, too, apparently, because it's that time of year, boys and girls.
Yeah, we're being festive and trying some holiday brews. What's first on the list, man?
Well, this first one I have is a Kloster Winter Traum. It's actually from the oldest monastery, brewery in the world. It's been around since 1050 A.D.
A.D.
It's a very cool label, too. We will have pictures of these beers on our website. It's got a nice Christmas scene here. Probably, it looks like the monastery is pictured on the front here.
And that's a German beer, correct?
It's a little bit of everything. It is from Germany.
Okay.
And like most things from Germany, I can't pronounce it very well. We'll have to get Gonzo from dude to help us out with that one.
Yeah, correct us if we're wrong.
It's like Kelheim, Germany. We'll go with that.
I can live with that.
This one is a winter seasonal, and it does come in at 5.2%.
Is that a malt liquor I thought I saw on the label?
This is a malt liquor.
How ironic we have that right after our malt liquor show, and that was totally by accident.
We're going to have to see if the intern can go out and get us some more beers after we have some of these. He's manning the boat outside right now and answering the phones because, well, he's the intern.
Nice.
So I'm going to pop this one open here.
Crack it open. Let's pour this.
All beers for our show were purchased at Three Sons Dogs and Suds in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Go check out their website, threesonsdogsandsuds.com. And, they got a pretty good selection. There's like over 500 beers or so. Just about everything for your holiday needs because, it furnished our beers for today. So you're not going to hear any complaining from me.
Well, not until we try these beers
anyway. Yeah, that's true. Well, this one's got a nice little amber color to it. It's a little bit more orangish. I wouldn't say amber as much now.
Wow.
Decent head on it, though.
At first pour,
I got all the head on mine.
Hell of a smell. Oh,
that doesn't smell good at all. I think this might rank up there with some of the other malt liquors we had.
It's a German malt liquor, for God's sakes. It smells horrible.
Ah, dude, drink that right now. Drink it.
My turn.
Mm. Wow. It's a bad red.
Oh, fuck, is that horrible.
Oh, that's a bad red. That's a seriously bad red. Stay away from this one, kids.
It smells bad. It tastes bad. I guess that pretty much means it's bad.
Oh. Well, our friends over at ratebeer.com have this coming in at a 64. Meanwhile, everyone over at Beer Advocate has this at an 84. I'm wondering if the people over at Beer Advocate were drinking before they had this one.
Yeah, that's got a strong-ass aftertaste to it, man.
Ooh. I can't even... Oh, man.
I know. This is. You know what? I say we just chug this one and get it over with.
Do
you want to talk about it anymore? Or are we pretty much
I don't know if there's much to talk about with this one.
Yeah, it's...
Steer clear.
Pretty bad. I'll have to ask Gonzo from Dude Nut if he's ever had this crap.
It's got like a almost like a spicy malt aroma to it. Ugh.
It's a bad aroma, though. Ugh. It's not a nice, pleasant
holiday aroma. Spicy was good.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, this is bad stuff.
Well, on the bright side, we can only get one bottle of this.
Well, I could get more, but I only want to get one bottle.
So we're sharing this one.
It was a bigger bottle, so you can't really
play.
How big? Wait, let me double check this. What's the size of that bottle?
1.9 ounces.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
We have most of our glasses filled up, so I say screw it.
Pint, point, whatever. I'm chugging this, dude.
Fuck it, chug it.
Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here's the crap.
Oh Christ. Ah. Oh. Stay away from this beer.
Oh, I have tears in my eyes.
That doesn't make me feel very holiday cheery.
No. Makes me want to kill.
Oh, that's fucking bad.
All right, so the first one wasn't that good.
No, not at all.
All right.
So we're going to...
Thankfully, we've got some water here that we're rinsing our glasses with. So, you know what? We're not pausing for anything. This isn't even a marathon. This is... I won't say Chug Fest either.
Oh, I hope not.
I got enough time in between here. We can cleanse our palates and...
Wow, that's horrible fucking beer.
Ugh. Jesus. Oh, man.
I thought the malt liquor nightmare was over, but evidently not.
Well, apparently we had to get one last kick in there, you know, before the New Year's got here. So now we know next year.
Holy shit.
One thing we don't have to worry about is drinking that shit again.
Ugh. Yeah, you won't see me buying that crap. Holy shit.
So do you have any plans for Christmas, or what's going on?
I'm working, actually.
You get to work on Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I actually prefer it because we get, like, double time and a half.
Oh, dude, you can't beat that, then.
I get paid to be a heathen.
Well, yeah, anyone that's willing to, I'd work during Christmas, too, if they're going to pay me that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Here, you can take the opener for our next one here.
I'm taking the opener, and, Spoon probably did this to spite me, but this
it was the last. Here we go. This is one of the last bottles left that we could find that was not in a case.
It's a red.
Yes, it is a red.
But it's the holiday, so I'll suck it up and try it.
But it's not just any red. It's
Rogue.
It's Rogue.
Yeah, we have the Santa's Private Reserve from Rogue Ale, and you know, it's their holiday offering. It's a variation on the classic St. Rogue Red. With, double the hops. Well, that's a good sign.
So it's... Oh, okay. So it's... All right.
Yeah, it's got the Chinook and Centennial, and they claim there's a mystery hop called Rudolph.
Rudolph.
In there somewhere, yeah. But, yeah, again, it's basically just a hoppier take on their St. Rogue Red. I will give this a shot. I'm going to pour
mine. What's the label like there? So just so that the people that are going out looking for it aren't confused with the regular Rogue Red.
Yeah, to you politically correct jackasses, this has Santa drinking a beer on it. So if you don't like it, get over it.
Well, most Santas that I see do drink beer. So.
Well, there was another brewery, I forget who it was off the top of my head, that they actually had to change their label because people were bitching because Santa was drinking a beer.
Really?
Yeah, I forget who it was.
Well, I know up in Maine, they were stopping all sales of anything with Santa on it because it represented Christmas and all that other horse shit.
Fucking ridiculous.
At some point, you have to quit being so PC.
Yeah, exactly. Like I ever was.
Yeah, I'm not saying you ever were PC, but... Well, let's see.
P-I-C. Like, incorrect. Yeah. All right, I'm going to give mine a pour. Wow, that's looking like a red.
Ooh. Don't pour the whole thing because we only have one bottle.
Half and half, brother. Half and half.
Like you said, this is one of their winter seasonals, and it is coming in at about 6%. So it's got a little kick in the poo-poo for you there. For those of you who are used to drinking your Miller's and your Budweiser products.
Might want to let that settle a second.
Yeah, I got a little bit ahead on this one.
Yeah.
It does look like your typical red, though.
Yeah, it does look like a typical red.
A little amber color to it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a dark amber color.
Well, over at Beer Advocate, they're giving it an 87.
Pretty carbonated.
Over at Rate Beer, it's an 88. So it seems to be highly rated, although we seem to differ and conflict with these guys.
I think most people do. I don't really trust their ratings.
All right, well, let's give this thing a shot here.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, holy hops.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very hoppy, but it's also very red.
I like this. I like the hops in this one.
I could drink a bottle of this, but that's it. One bottle, I'd be done.
Oh, I mean, it's not really good.
It's good, but I think I get burned out on it after one bottle. And it's just because I just don't really care for that style of beer. But it's a drinkable one, I guess.
Well, you know what else they use with this thing, too? They have top fermenting Pac-Man yeast. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I was going to say that, but I was holding back.
Leave me up to the cheesy lines. I'll do it today. I don't give a shit. Because it's our Christmas party. Yeah, who would have thought that at the beginning of the year, you know, back in even last Christmas, that you and I would start a beer review podcast, let alone have a staff.
Yeah, no doubt.
That we don't pay. Pay them in beer.
This is taking off more than we ever expected.
We have an online store. We've got
a shop, bitches.
The whole community is just taking off, the whole podcasting thing. So if this is your first time listening to us, welcome.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and everything else.
Happy fucking New Year. All that shit.
As you'll see, we're not very, well, really, we don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't really do the holiday thing very much. Hang out with a family for a day or two, and I'm done.
We're one of the more upfront beer podcasts that you're going to listen to, or beer cast, as we like to call them. Yeah, I don't have too much going on for the holidays this year. I did, this past weekend, we had an early Christmas up at the in-laws, and next week, you know, family's coming down, and that's about it. It's not really that much hype this year for Christmas, which I'm kind of thankful for, because it's also like 60 degrees in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice here right now.
So it doesn't even really seem like Christmas. Everything's kind of going into a blur.
Good green Christmas. I love that because I hate the fucking winter.
Yeah, I have no problems with it being nice out during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Especially from growing up, you know, we get 3 feet of snow in one night.
Right.
Meanwhile, it's 60 degrees outside today. I'm in a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, I had the windows open today in my house, man.
Ugh, it's beautiful. Well, you got to air the stink out once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. I don't clean real good.
Oh, my God. You should see, you gotta see the head that's left in this glass of wine.
Yeah, that's thick, man.
Holy shit.
Well, I'm chugging mine because I don't really care for this.
What it comes down to for me is I like this. I like the hops in it.
Well, you like that style. I don't.
I like reds also. Yeah. It doesn't taste like your typical red, where it has kind of like a tea finish to it. Like your
it's very hoppy.
It's very hoppy.
But it's still got that red style aftertaste to it.
See, I love the hops in this. Now, I see why Threesomes was having a hard time keeping this in stock, because this is pretty damn delicious.
You can have it, Spoon. Oh, you know can have it.
If Santa's listening, I would like a case of this underneath my Christmas tree.
Nice.
Ah, that's very nice.
Whew. He'd drink it on the way down to the North Pole.
Santa's all loopy. I think Santa would get pulled over for a DUI.
Yeah.
Imagine writing that ticket up. Some vengeful state cops out there.
I'd confiscate all his presents and keep them.
But you know what? That would happen.
Put it on eBay.
That would happen in Pennsylvania, though.
Yeah.
They'd find some reason to pull his ass over because they have to meet their quota or some shit.
Drinking eggnog, officer.
Honestly, I'm Santa Claus. Fucking Santa Claus. What the hell are you doing pulling my ass over? I can definitely see that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that each of his reindeer have to get tested for inspection?
Wow.
They have to be stickered, too?
Wow.
Imagine what the emissions are like on that one. We got a high methane gas reading on this one. I have to tag you and put you out there for later.
I wonder if they get fined every time a reindeer shits on a house.
Prove that it was a reindeer and not your neighbor.
Yeah.
Could be your neighbor's kid. Well, what you're about to hear right now is a phone call that we had from our last episode where Clark from Dude Night is going to where he called in. And he chatted with us for a little bit while we were recording. We were a little sloppy by that point. But, hey, it was Clark. We had to take his phone call because we love the guy. We love Dude Night. I go to dudenight.net to listen to them. And it's a good time.
Yeah, it was cool that he called in, man. We had a blast.
So here you go. Here's the phone call from Clark. Enjoy.
And we'll be right back with more beers.
It was very smooth, very pretty. Oh, what the hell's that?
Oh, listen to that. You know what that is?
That's the SIDT phone. Let's pick it up.
Hello there.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Sick Puppy. Who the hell is this?
No, we have more class than that.
You don't
want to
work.
We're not associated with them jackasses.
Who is this?
This is Sick Puppy. Who this?
Hey, Sick Puppy. It's Clark from
Dude Night. Hey, it's Clark. Clark, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
We're fucking drinking. What are you doing?
I know you're drinking.
Sick Puppy's always drinking, Clark.
What's up there, buddy?
Hey, a matter of fact, we are, dude. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're drinking some Stone Brewery 9th and 10th anniversary.
Oh, good choices. You're in for a treat.
Yeah, I never had the 9th, but I had the 10th, you know, when it first came out.
Yeah.
And I'm so looking forward to slamming the 9th to get to the 10th.
Well, they're pretty diverse. They're not the same beer.
Really?
Oh, see, that's why
yeah,
I
now
like
that
it.
You mention it, yeah, it does.
That's why I like it already.
It's got a, like, slight fruity taste to it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got a nice back end. It's more floral. I mean, I to be frank with you, everything that Stone has done this year, I feel, is a bit over the top. I didn't really enjoy much of what they did.
Dude.
I've been so used to what they've done in the past.
It, to me,
they went overboard this year.
To me, everything Stone does is over the top. Well, except for that fucking barley wine.
What the fuck is up with that?
Fucking Old Guardian can kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's never any good.
Because we did find a barley wine we actually liked, man. Did you hear about that?
No, but then which one was it? I can't even recall now.
The Jekyll and Hyde show. We had the old Nick.
Oh, that's right, that's right. And you know what? I liked the two. I had that myself. I knew that the guys weren't going to go for doing a barley wine show, so... I really liked that beer. I thought that was very nice. That's, you know, genuine English barley wine. It's had a really good body to it. It was fantastic, and it didn't fuck me up like I thought it might.
It had a good strong malt taste to it, I thought.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah, but see, most barley wines, though, you're looking up towards 13% there, and most of the barley wines we've had, you know, no one wants to seem to, you know, press the envelope there, and they come in around like a... 7 or 8% around here in Pennsylvania.
I think therein lies the art of making really good barley wine, of making a beer that pushes the envelope in regards to alcohol, but still retains really good quality and good malt character. And I think when you find a brewery that can do it really well, such as Young's, then you've got, you know, the epitome of a really, really good brewer.
Yeah, I mean, when I first tried that, I'm like, well, it's from Young's. It's got to be decent, you know? But
there's a reason why Britain rocks.
I didn't have much faith in any barley wine until I tried that one, dude.
No, and I'm still not a big fan of barley wine.
I'm not either.
I'm not a big fan of beers that are, you know, anywhere above 9% that aren't Belgian. For some reason, Belgian beers don't really, they don't kick my ass like English strong beers do.
Really?
Yeah, they don't. I guess because I don't drink a lot of it. I mean, I might have like a 4 or 6 ounce tasting and then go on to something else.
Right.
When I'm drinking an English strong ale, I guess because I'm used to drinking session beers from England and, you know, I come across something really, really strong and I drink a shitload of it and then I'm fucked up.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
that's the whole point, right?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Clark, I got something I want you to try.
I'm sorry?
I have something I want you to try. It's a
okay. It's
a beer from Erie Brewing Company from over here in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you guys can get it out your way, but it's the Red Rider Big Red. That comes in at 9.3% for a red beer.
And it's an amber ale?
It's a red.
It's a Killian's kind of style.
Okay, so, all right, I gotcha. And it's 9.3%, huh?
Yes, it's 9.3%, and it kicks you in the poo-poo.
It's the kind of beer that feels like someone's balls while you're drinking it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the best way to explain it.
It'll make you take back shit you never stole.
Yeah, sometimes I, that all comes out of the thing with malt liquors. You know, I can't drink malt liquors anymore for that very reason.
Yeah, we just kind of finished up an episode full of malt liquors, and it sucked.
Oh, well, you nice. Know the one beer we didn't have tonight was we didn't have Mickey's tonight, but we did have Hurricane and Lucky Number 7-Eleven, King Cobra, and St. Ides.
King Cobra is the shit. I love King Cobra.
He's fucking Budweiser. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. And in the American beer industry, you just got to tip your hat off to them. I mean, covered every corner of the market.
Dude, I totally agree, but it's all about marketing, don't you think?
It is only about marketing.
Yeah.
It's not about quality.
Right.
And that's what irritates me the most about that company.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
this whole born on date bullshit that they
oh.
That's horrible. I mean, and all that does is it fuels the mass market of lemmings that drink that shit into thinking that they're drinking fresh beer.
Did you call them lemmings?
I did.
That's fucking great.
Well, hey, Clark, this is your big chance. Why don't you promote your website and your podcast?
Yeah, pimp it, bitch.
Oh, I'll pimp it. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Now, we're Dude Night, and we're at you can check us out at dudenight.net. And my cohorts, Hog Dog and Gonzo, and we put a show out every 3 weeks. We're not necessarily a beer show, but we do drink a lot of beer on it. And we hang out and drink and talk about stuff, and we have a good time, just like Sick Puppy and Spoon from Should I Drink That? Although you guys are more of a beer show, and you guys concentrate a little bit more on beer, and it's great because you guys are really freaking diverse. I mean, you guys drink so much beer there, and so many different beers.
Thanks for saying diverse, because usually people say I'm really freaking something else.
No. Are you kidding?
Well,
they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Shut up.
That's right, brother. You tell them, man.
You know what the problem...
You tell them.
You all suck. Clark's the man. Listen to him.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself. That's goddamn right.
You know what the problem is the fact that we have winter here, like probably about 4 or 5 months out of the year, so... We can't really do all the barbecuing and all the cooking that you guys do over there on Dude Night.
Well, there are pluses and minuses to that. I mean, a lot of times, we do like to barbecue a lot, but a lot of times we want to brew different beers out here. I mean, we're all home brewers, and we want to brew different beers, and we don't get the opportunity to do that unless we've got expensive gear to do temperature control. Like, I can't make lagers until, the temperatures drop below 60 degrees most of the time because I'm just kind of stuck. Brewing what I can brew when the ambient temperature is at a certain stage. Am I getting too geeky here?
No, not at all, dude. I mean, we do have that advantage of, doing the lagers because we have the winter months, but standing outside on my porch when it's 30 degrees, with the butane burner, with a propane tank,
like
it sucks.
You guys are hardcore, though. You do it anyway.
Yeah, damn right. Drunks first, homebrewers second. Really? Tell me where.
That's a good way to put the fact that we have mountains and hillbillies out here.
Well, it's culture, isn't it?
To an extent.
I wouldn't say it's a good culture. Because I'm bashing myself. I am white trash, Clark. You know that, right?
Sick Puppy's white trash?
Surprise!
you gotta be shitting me.
I have no fucking morals. You know that. Look at the post I put on the beer report today.
You did what?
Look at the post I put on the beer report today with Santa.
I know, I saw that.
Were you offended?
Santa pissing on the Jew kids? That's not fun.
Santa hates Jewish kids. I love that.
No, I'll tell you, I respect the fact that you guys could really give a shit.
Yeah, I'm a polite guy, Clark, but, you know, when somebody bitches at me for saying something that they don't like, you fucking kill yourself. Exactly. Fucking don't listen to our goddamn show if you don't like it, right? Trying to regulate it?
Try to make it seem more like, you know, regular radio.
Right, yeah.
And they try to regulate it. And they try to make, they try to give it boundaries. I don't think that this is the place for that. I think this is the place to do whatever the hell you want to do, say whatever you want to say, and have any opinions you want. Because, we're just kind of extending our First Amendment rights.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I mean, the way I always think of it, Clark, is, you know, if we get fucking 2 listeners out of this, we don't give a shit.
No, that's true, man. I could care less. I could care less just listening. We're enjoying doing it. And
right.
It's pretend radio.
More of a,
it's a hobby. It's
creative
a hobby.
Outlet, right?
What's that?
More of a creative outlet for you, huh?
It absolutely is a creative outlet for us. And Hard Dog and I are doing another project next year, that's a culinary project that, you know, is going to be a separate thing for us. You know, we just want to try to branch out. I mean, the internet is growing exponentially. Every year, new things are coming out. It's constantly growing. And I want to take advantage of it while it's still free and while we can still say and do the things we feel like saying and doing before the government or somebody in the Christian organizations come in and try to put their stamp on it and prevent us from being who we really want to be.
I just bit my tongue when you said Christian organizations. You know, and I probably shouldn't bite my tongue, but, you know.
Now, Clark, you do realize that Brother Sick Puppy and Father Spoon, such as myself, we are both ordained through the Universal
Life Church.
Life Church. So you might want to watch that.
Many of you guys start preaching a sermon, I'll be the first one in the congregation.
Yeah, fucking A, man. I got 3 words for you, Clark.
What's that?
Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Oh, that's 4.
And for those of our listeners right now that don't understand what Sick Puppy and Brother Clark here are talking about, go look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, look Wikipedia. I ain't explaining that to you.
No, I think that goes without explanation.
Yeah, genocide's cool.
So for all of our listeners out there who aren't familiar with all of our shows, we do have Dude Night out there. Which, Brother Clark, would you like to say once again what the web address is for your site?
Because I pimped you guys earlier and I fucked it up, Clark. I said dudenight.com, so straighten the folks out.
I believe the website is dudenight.net. And then we also have, shouldidrinkthat.com. Check everyone out. Have a good time. And it's all good.
It's all good.
It's definitely all good.
Fucking A, dude. It's been great talking to you, man.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for letting me call in.
Hey, it was a privilege, brother.
Hey, Clark, anytime you want to join the show, just let us know, and we'll get you on air.
What'd you say, man? I'm sorry?
Anytime you want to get us on air or you want to join our show, just let us know, and definitely get your ass on, man.
I guarantee you, the next time we do our recording, we'll set something up with you guys, because I think this will be a freaking blast to have you guys on Dude Night.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. We'd be proud to be on Dude Night, man.
Maybe we'll have you on a little round of Chugga-Wugga-Ding-Dong.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, you going to quiz my ass?
Oh, shit, yeah, man. You better start studying, bitch.
Oh, dude, have him pimp the site. Have him pimp his site so you know everybody, all the people on our show know what's going on with Dude Night. Have him pimp it.
Pimp the...
We do a quiz called Chugga-Wugga-Ding-Dong. It's a beer quiz. It's a 20-question beer quiz, and it's usually... You know, we're setting each other up against each other. Like, we'll have one guy who will actually write the questions and then have all these questions and answers together. And then one of the two guys will have to answer the questions. And they're not easy questions because, shit, I started it. And I started off with easy shit, like, what is beer? You know, and it has progressively gotten more and more insane, so the questions are not getting any easier. So when you guys come on, you guys better have your fucking wits about you.
Oh, I will, brother. I will. I'm starting to homebrew again, like hardcore, very soon. I just got to wait for the equipment to get here. So I'll be up on the homebrewing questions. Well, I think
I know a lot of people have, you know, have kind of poo-pooed it in the past, but, you know, the more you guys push this stuff and, you know, podcasts like ours educate people about beer, I think, you know, beer will eventually be the number one beverage in the United States, and I think we owe that to beer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, beer, as far as home brewing, you can do a lot more with beer than you can do with wine. You know, you can experiment so...
If you think about it, there's so many different varieties of beer. When you look at wine, you've got red wine and you've got white wine. You've got varietals within white and red, but there aren't as many diverse tastes that there are with beer.
Exactly, exactly. I mean,
here's what I think we should end up doing. Since we have you guys out there on the West Coast, and Should I Drink That's out here on the East Coast... You know what we have to do? We have to bring in those guys from the middle. We have to bring in the Beer Report guys.
Make it a triangle.
There we go. An all-out battle royal.
That sounds like a great idea.
Although that could end up being a bad thing because of the fact that Groucho and Chud out there in the middle of the country, they don't get anything else besides stuff that we piss in cans. You know what? I feel kind of bad because it's a spoon. I was sitting right next to him, and he had to bolt to the other room.
Okay, you're the genius.
Well, see, here's the thing is we're both from Pennsylvania, so we both have the same accent.
Oh, I see.
So we can both confuse each other, but you have spoon right now.
Well, you both are saying yins every 5 seconds, but I can't get into it.
Well, hey, yins know that yins got all the same... Ants can't. That's one thing we've been told a lot is both of us have the exact same accent, which screws everyone up, so it's not that bad.
Well, it's also the tone of your voices are very, very close. So on the phone, it's not pretty easy to distinguish. Let me apologize. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I think we should have the Bermuda Triangle.
Nice.
I'm passing you back over to Sick Puppy. Here you go.
All right, brother. Hey, don't apologize, dude. We're both Pittsburghese kind of, you know, folks, so it's hard to tell the difference between both of us, especially when the the East Coast to West Coast phone call via cell phone. No, this is Sick Puppy, you fat bearded bitch. Get it right, you shithead. we're almost done with the Stone Ninth. We're about to crack open the 10th anniversary IPA.
Well, I better get the fuck out of here before World War III starts.
Dude, it's all good.
You guys are going to be trash.
What do you mean, gonna be?
Okay, well, I apologize for that. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, you guys are athletes, man.
Yeah, well, we claim to be, but, you know, this is going to fucking hurt later. just listen to us fucking kills you, doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
You know, our whole point, I guess, I mean, this goes back to the whole discussion we had earlier, Clark, is, you know, our goal is to try and get the average beer drinker, you know, the Budweiser fucking drinker and the Miller Lite drinker into drinking, like, you know, good craft beers. And they don't want to hear the snobbish beer drinker and, you know, yuppie talk about beer. I'm not that it's a...
Like it tastes like celery?
Exactly.
It tastes like celery!
And not like there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, those guys don't want to hear that shit.
No. Now, then that goes back to the whole wine thing. That's why people are pissed off to wine,
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, oh, I'm not good enough for wine, so I'll just drink my Mad Dog 2020. When's the last time you had Mad Dog 2020 there, Clark?
No, very long time, my friend.
Yeah, I was a teenager last time I had that crap. We were drinking it tonight.
Does it taste any different than you remembered?
It's still piss.
Yeah.
Although, what I didn't remember is, I don't know, it's been years, but now they have all these fruity fucking, like, wine cooler kind of flavors.
Oh, I know. And, you know, those are geared to...
Who? Dude, when I was growing up, I was drinking fucking anything I get my hands on.
Gasoline.
Yeah, Black Label, you know, Blatz, PBR, shit like that.
Right.
Do you remember Malt Duck?
Who?
There's a beer called Malt Duck.
No, I remember Cold Duck.
There's a Malt Duck. It was like the first beer I ever had when I was like 8 years old. My dad used to feed it to me.
Yeah, how was it?
It turned me into an alcoholic.
Well, mission accomplished.
He taught me good.
But you blame it on your father now?
I don't blame him. I congratulate him.
Hey, give credit where credit's due, right?
Exactly, man. He made me the man I am today.
Fuck that. I'll blame my father. He wasn't there for me.
Ouch. Damn! I'll be your father figure, Clark.
No, that's okay, dude. No, I'm fine, really.
Say it. Who's your daddy? Say it. Who's your daddy? Come on. Sick of it. Christ. All right, dude, we're going to wrap this up, man. We're going to drink the Stone 10th next and let you get on and go home and fondle your wife.
Hey, Clark, this is Spoon. Hey, give one final pimp for there for your show.
Yeah, dudenight.net. Check us out on the internet. We're also on iTunes. Dude Night, Hot Dog, Gonzo, and Clark.
Definitely check these guys out. It's always a good time hanging out with Clark.
Always.
Absolutely. All right, man. Hey, have a good evening.
You too, bud.
Hey, love you, brother.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
See you, bud.
Bye.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. You're at SIDT Studio A. Any chance I get to use that radio voice just to piss people off?
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Yeah, that again, that was our good friend Clark from DudeNight.net.
Dude Night. We got Gonzo, Hog Dog, and Clark. Very good friends of the show. Like we said, check those guys out. It's a good time. Plus, you have to listen to the games that they play over there where they test they're all I think two
Chug
of the three
a
of them,
ding dong I love beer.
Was it Hog Dog and Clark are both brewers?
I right? think all three of them are.
I don't know if Gonzo is.
Yeah, he's got the basic brew kit, I believe.
Okay. Well, I know that Clark and Hog Dog are really into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, check those guys out. Lots of useful information on there. They have really cool videos of their whole brewing process.
Yeah, that
too.
Kicks ass. I love that.
Where they totally spank the rest of us because those guys, they're hardcore. They're very cool, and they're very cool guys to talk to also.
Yeah, they're killer.
And they'll get back to you right away, and they're, you know, like we said, they're great guys, and, you know, give them a listen.
They love what they do, so, you know.
How could you not love
great.
Beer?
Yeah, exactly.
Doing it for a reason.
All right, our next beer is from Flying Dog Brewery. It's their seasonal. This is K9 Cruiser Winter Ale. And this comes in at 6.4% alcohol by volume. The IBUs are 30. They use crystal, chocolate, oats, and Munich malt. And the hops is the Millennium Sands, or however you say that.
To find out more, you can also go to flyingdogales.com, which we will have a link in the show notes for this one.
Yeah, they got a really cool website, and the artwork on the bottles is phenomenal.
I love the artwork on these things.
It's just weird.
Everything from Flying Dog has, it's trippy as shit. Look at this thing.
It's like watching, you know, we did review Flying Dog before because we had talked about the artwork on it, yeah, where it was like Pink Floyd.
This has some funky dog on a snowboard going down a hill. That's great.
Funky dog on a snowboard.
We'll put pictures up on it. No, or that, or just go to the freaking website.
But plus, they were also at the All-American Beer Festival that we had here in Pittsburgh earlier this year.
And the reps they had there were great.
Those guys were awesome.
Great group of people.
Oh, man. My. We sat there. We drank with them for a little bit there.
Yeah, they were fun, man.
Especially, that was, they were the first ones to get me into their barley wine.
Yeah.
That's the one where I first started to change a little bit my opinion of barley wines. I'm like, yeah, it's not bad.
Not after that one, though. Flying Dog, I love you, but your barley wine sucks.
I tried it. I really did try to get into that
Me
one.
Me too, but... man. All right, I'm going to pour my canine.
Pour the canine. There we go. Pour the dog.
The description of this is basically malty and dark, according to Flying Dog. And it definitely looks dark.
Over on Beer Advocate, we're looking at an 80. And over on Rate Beer, it's a 64. For those new listeners that are tuning into us, we do use beeradvocate.com and ratebeer.com to get a general overview of what we think other people are thinking about the beers. You know, because it's a general website set up, both sites, so that you could go there, you could rate the beers, you could give your reviews. It's kind of like going to City Search and entering what you think about different restaurants, stuff like that, too. So check out beeradvocate.com and ratebeer.com. Put in your opinion. Let us know what you think about it. Go to shouldidrinkthat.com and go into the About Us section, and you can see a contact form where you can fill everything out, and you can select who you want to send the message to or which group, you know, marketing, finance, sales, shit like that. And yeah, it's an easy way for you to get a hold of us to let us know what you think, and what's on your mind, if you want us to try something, if you want us to stop something, if you want to get heckled by us on one of our
That's
shows.
That's not going to happen.
We are definitely up for heckling people, and also send us a message if you want to send us some MP3 clips or anything like that.
Or beer.
If you want to send us beer, we are always up for free beer. We will pimp the shit out of you if you send us free beer. When you go to the contact form, you can pretty much send it to anybody. As long as you put free beer as the subject, oh, trust me, you're getting a reply.
Yeah, that'll be at the top of my list. All right, man, I'm going to give
Maybe we'll even send you some stuff in return.
Maybe.
It depends on how we like your beer.
Well, of course we will. All right, I'm going to give this Canine Cruiser a shot. It's their winter ale.
Oh, it looks like, actually looks like iced tea.
Cheers, Spoon. Cheers, yeah, it kind of does look like that iced tea color to it.
Iced tea with head.
Dark and malty, they say.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, man, that's good. Like, almost like a roasted malt kind of a taste.
Out of the, after having that hoppy one last, even after cleansing my palate, I'm still kind of lost on this one.
I like this one. I like, well,
it's definitely
obviously
strong.
I
ale.
Like it way better than the Rogue. Two different styles, but the flavor is good.
Well, it's definitely a strong ale. You can,
it's
you can
very
taste
malty.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to let this sit on my tongue a little bit here to figure out what we have going on with this thing.
I mean, they have three different malts in this, so. It's going to be
that's
a little
that's
heavy.
Actually not too bad.
I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
And damn it, that means we're not going to be chugging this.
I know.
So did you subscribe to Beer Advocate for their magazine?
No, I did not. I missed the sale time period there, you know, where they got it dirt-ass cheap.
The introductory
right.
sale thing. Yeah, cause I got in for their, whatever they called their, you know, ahead of time.
Yeah, you know, I saw that and I kept putting it off.
The founding members thing.
By the time I actually got around to it, it was too late.
Well, here's one thing that I hate about Pennsylvania is the lack of beer magazines that are available in the state.
Right. I mean, I subscribe to Brew Your Own.
Because you can get, you could go to like Walden Books, Barnes & Noble, Borders or whatever. We go to them in the greater Pittsburgh area. And, yeah, you see Food and Wine, you see everything else, you see Martha fucking Stewart, but you don't see beer. And I still think it's because they're just not getting a good rap yet.
The Barnes & Nobles in our area does carry Brew Your Own.
Every time I've been there, it's been gone, so they probably only have, like, three
right,
issues.
Exactly.
So let's see, that'd probably be you're buying it, Jeff and Greg from Craft Beer Radio. So it's you three pricks that are buying all the issues.
And some other clown, yeah.
And yeah, there's probably one other one because they got to ship it, you know, in even numbers.
That's funny. Yeah, as far as the canine, Cruiser Winter Ale goes, I give this a thumbs up.
We need to come up with a really good rating system for this.
Well, yeah, beer. Ours is basically if it sucks or it doesn't.
Yeah, we should. That's something we could think we about really, during the Christmas season.
If you have any suggestions on how we should do that, feel free.
Now, since this is the Christmas holiday, and like most other businesses and stuff out there, there will be a short hiatus. While you know, we tend to family stuff. We are still going to be drinking beer. And Sick Puppy will be carrying this on for a little bit. I'm taking a personal hiatus for like a month or so.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're listening to this just for Spoon, you're shit out of luck.
That's right, you pricks. That's right. I'm taking a short little vacation here to...
it won't be too long, I suppose.
No, it's not going to be that long.
Right.
But just, you know, the
holidays... You might have to put me up with a month or so, you know. A month or so of nothing but the Sick Pup.
Well, we'll see if we can get some people in here
I'll get some
sit in for me.
Guest and, appearances and...
And also, I'm still going to be involved with the website and everything else. Just I probably won't be reviewing all the beers with Sick Puppy here. We got to get some other talent in here once in a while to show you some of the other tastes that are going around Pittsburgh in the greater Allegheny County area.
I didn't know we had talent in the first place.
Well, we're going to find some. I don't know where the hell from, but so I will still be answering emails and shit like that. I just won't be doing all the beer reviews.
Right, and then I was even thinking about maybe doing another show out in the public domain. Maybe at the local six-pack shop again.
Oh. Of all the times for me to take a hiatus.
Get some strangers involved.
That might be a good thing, though. Get more people involved, more public involved.
SIDT night at the local six-pack shop. I'm digging that idea.
Well, we hosted one earlier this year, which was a huge success. We had like 30, was it 30 people? 30
About
people?
30 to 40 people.
And, oh, my God, let me tell you, what a great time that was. Those guys at Three Sons were more than generous to us for helping us out.
And if you want to host your own beer tasting, they're more than happy to do that. They'll set it up for you. And what they do is they give each person a certain amount of tickets for whatever amount of beers that you have. And you use the tickets to sample the beers. It's a good time. And gives you an excuse to try beers you probably would have never touched before, so.
Because we had, what did we have? We had some Stone. We had Lagunitas was there.
Yeah, Lagunitas. And it was mostly Stone because I set that one up and I loved that brewery. So I pretty much put every available Stone they had at the shop on the counter. And then they graciously tossed in some Lagunitas for us as well.
If you are interested, give Three Sons a call out in Wexford. Their phone number is area code 724-940-7667. And ask for Brian or Bill or whoever answers the phone. Just say, hey, what do I got to do? I listen to those guys at shouldidrinkthat.com, and I want to host my own beer tasting.
And they also have a web form, too. Just be sure to mention us, and you'll get treated well.
Well, for the most part. They like us because we came in there and buy all the beer. So
Yeah, we pay their rent, basically.
And we are on their the list of the beer passport. We have finished that.
Yeah, that I finished mine in like 2 months.
You finished yours less than a week before me.
I know.
Son of a bitch. We do have the shirts to prove it.
A little word of advice, though. If you're going to go that list and do that, start with number one and then two and then three and so on.
Because if you start with the beers that you like and you know.
You got 20 beers at the end that are all shit. I shouldn't say 20. Maybe 10. 10 bad beers.
Yeah, there's some bad beers in there.
Back end of the list to finish it off, and you're coming home with a six-pack of crap.
Is Export 33 on there?
No.
It might be on the new list.
Moosehead's on there.
Mm. Yeah, there were some really bad bottles and bad green bottles of beer.
I bitched at them for the Moosehead. They were like, kill yourself.
But, hey, you're taking the tour. If you want to go around the world, you got to have the Moosehead at some point.
Got to have the good with the bad.
Because eventually you're going to want to tell your friends, hey, I had that stuff. It'll make you look more like a beer connoisseur if you said, yeah, I've had that. Because Moosehead is actually available in quite a few bars around town that do have craft beers.
Unfortunately. So you consider that a craft beer?
Well, all right. Well, some places
a craft beer.
It is a craft beer. I won't drink it.
Moosehead and Grizzly. Remember Grizzly beer?
Oh, Jesus.
I haven't had that since I was a kid. That's horrible shit.
Or if you can go on eBay.
It's a bad Molson.
Most of the stuff that Molson makes is bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they did up there. Well, there is a drinking game that I want to make you guys aware of.
Not Edward Forty's hands, is it?
No, it is for the holiday season.
Nice.
And I'm going to have to whip this one out of the old archives for you. But it's from my friend down in Tampa, Kenny. Good friend of the show, Kenny.
Kenny Rodriguez.
Yes, him and Don came up with this game when they were in Oswego, New York. And let me tell you, it was, oh, my God, it's definitely good for the different religions that are out there, because everyone's always, you know, it's always geared towards, like, Catholics or something like that. And I will be putting this on shouldidrinkthat.com.
Even on that note, while he's doing that, if you haven't watched our last show, listen to it and get inspired, because I have a link to another website. It's a great website. It kind of mirrors what we do, but they do nothing but malt liquors. It's 40oncemaltliquor.com, but don't access it at work, because you'll probably get blocked or web-sensed or something like that, because I know we do at work.
All right, I found the site.
All right.
Actually, the link is dead, but I know it's on backup, so I will have this posted for you guys, hopefully.
What is it?
The game is called Drinking Dreidel.
Drinking Dreidel 161. Dude, last year you made me a dreidel out of a Bic pen and a...
See? That's what I'm saying. I have to find this out of archives. I have to get a hold of Kenny and find out where it's at.
I remember that.
I had originally posted this back in 2004 on my personal blog, and now I got to get a hold of Kenny because the site's down. But I do have to get a copy of this. It's a wonderful game. Here we go for the final beer of the Christmas party from SIDT, because we have people to get back to. We can't leave everybody hanging. Yeah. They know what we're doing, and they're out there drinking all of our alcohol, so we're gonna finish this quick.
Get this and wrap it up. What's our final beer, Spoon?
The final one is from one of my personal favorite breweries.
Talk while I open mine.
Yes, it's from the Weyerbacher Brewery out there in Easton, Pennsylvania, which is out actually on the – yeah, it's the eastern side of the state. I was going to say, this is actually the western side. No, it's the eastern side of the state. What we're drinking here is their winter ale. It is coming in at 6.1%.
Lovely.
Lovely. Rape Beer has this at 59. Meanwhile, Beer Advocate, wait for this reaction, is rated as an 82.
Again, weird, awkward difference between those two sites. What the hell? I mean, you know, the key word there is opinions. That's just, I mean, people that sign up for the website, that's just their opinion. So
you could have a bunch of dumbasses just putting their opinions
in. Take it for what it's worth, right? And I've had a lot of beers that they've had really high scores on and I hated. So it's all up to personal opinion, I think, is the bottom line.
They're blithering idiot. That gets decent scores, but I think it's shit. It's got too much of an alcohol taste to it.
Yeah, it's a strong one.
Well, the label on this one has a bunch of drunk snowmen running around with six packs of beer. Yeah, that's about all you need to know about that.
I like it.
So right there, it shows promise.
Again, looks like an iced tea. It's a dark roasted malt.
Looks actually kind of like a root beer. Or for those of you from Western Pennsylvania, a rut beer.
Rut beer.
A rut beer.
A&W.
A&W or mugs or up beer.
Yeah, I'm going to give mine a shot.
Great. Yep. For the final beer of 2006. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, man. Merry fucking Christmas.
Ooh.
That's on two heavy beers back to back.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
Ooh, I'm going to put chocolate to this. Here you go, chocolate. Hey.
You know, the last one had the chocolate malt in it. Does this?
Hmm. Oh, wow. It's almost toffee-like.
It is. Yeah, you're right. A little bit of sweetness to it.
Mm.
It's malty with some sweetness.
Oh, I could definitely sit back on a nice cold winter night with this stuff. Not that we're going to have cold winters here in Pennsylvania from what it sounds like.
Yeah, fucking A.
Like we said, it has been 60 here the past week or so.
See, I'm pretty happy about that myself because I fucking hate winter. It's just dumb because I live in Pennsylvania, for God's sakes.
Now, see, I don't mind it when there's snow. When there's a lot of snow, it's as long as there's no snow on the roads, because then people drive like idiots.
Yeah, I'm never worried about myself.
My biggest complaint is the fact that people in Pennsylvania drive like complete assholes.
Right, I'm always worried about the other idiot. But anyway,
this is pretty decent though. I like this beer. If you get the chance to go out and pick this up, oh, definitely. It's a nice winter beer. It's something that you want to sit around the campfire with inside your house.
Yeah,
because you know, if you have a campfire inside your house, then you got a pretty big fucking inferno.
Yeah, it's a good beer. I like it a lot. Again, it's got that malty sweetness to it. It's got a good balance between a heavy malt and some sweet aftertaste.
Speaking of campfires inside the house, I have a story for you quick. I just thought of this.
Is this a holiday story?
Kind of. So I was driving back from the in-laws, and we had two separate cars because, well, for whatever reason, we had two separate cars. And I'm driving back, and I'm going by, let's see, it was just past Punxsie. So it was in between Punxsie and Pittsburgh. I think it was on, like, Route 85 or some shit like that.
Punxsie, for those not familiar with the area, is?
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Home Punxsutawney Field.
Yeah, that's right.
It's past, that was, like, on my way, so I was passing through there. And I look up on the hill, and there's just beautiful houses out there out in the countryside. You know, lots of hills and everything. And I'm going past this one place, and I see all these lights. I'm like, oh, this looks kind of cool. There is, it's not even a mobile home. It's one of those little campers that is probably 15 feet max long, like the old fashioned, like 1970s little orb things.
Like a pup tent.
Yeah. And I'm looking up, and it's traffic was kind of going slow, so I had enough time to look. And there was actually a plastic covering. You know, it was built out of wood, the frame, and then there was a plastic covering going over it. So it was like the insulation for the winter. It's like almost like a greenhouse effect.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck is this thing? And then I looked around, and they had it set up so there was like a furnace outside. And
like a hunting camp?
I don't know what the hell it was. I wouldn't even say it was a hunting camp because it was so small.
Wow.
It was like big enough for two people.
Yeah. It sounds like a
It was the funniest
glorified
thing.
Hunting tree stand to me.
It was the funniest
something.
I've ever seen, which I actually thought, I'm like, you know what? I should take a picture of this thing, but I'd probably get run over by an Amish buggy or some shit. So I didn't stop. But, oh, my Lord, it was so funny. You know what? It was off Route 6. It was off of 36. So if anyone's on 36, take a look for it.
Nice.
By Amish people, too.
You just kind of reminded me of a funny story. When I was hunting this year for the deer season in Pennsylvania, I'm driving through this, you know, country back road, and there's a sign there that says, "Watch children." And some smart-ass, I assume, kid spray-painted at the bottom of that sign, "Jack off." So it says, "Watch children, jack off."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that made my day. It was hilarious.
This is another reason why you need to have a camera with you.
Yeah, I know. Travel. Yeah, well, I was hunting, so I didn't have all that shit with me.
When we were,
I had my guns and my gear.
When I was driving back, it's like I said, I take a bunch of back roads to get back to Pittsburgh from Central PA, and I went past this one street. It was called Null Alley, N-U-L-L. Now, for all the geeks out there, you're probably laughing your ass off right now, and I have to get a picture of this. I have an old one, but I don't think it came out very well, but there's a Null Alley just outside of Dubois. Laugh my ass off. I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Wonder if there's a slash dot avenue.
You know what? It probably is probably. Somewhere. The fact that they had null, right. Like, wow, someone thought of this.
Yeah, enough geek jokes.
All right, so what do you think of the beer?
I like it a lot. It was pretty similar to Flying Dog, I thought. Malty goodness.
This is very good. I like this.
Strong, but this one has a little bit sweeter finish to it than the Flying Dog.
I really like this beer.
They're very similar styles, yeah.
Once again, Weyerbacher, you got it right. This is good stuff.
And if any of you guys out there that, you know, our beer casting friends can't get the Weyerbacher, let us know. We might hook you up. Keyword might.
Or if there's anybody out there that would like some Weyerbacher and
you want to set up an exchange. Swap beers, man, yeah.
We're always up for swapping beers.
Hell yeah.
Pennsylvania being the Commonwealth, we don't have very much access to a lot of beers. A lot more beers than the middle states.
Yeah, we've got some good beers here, but... Yeah, a lot we can't get that we love.
We're looking at you people out there towards California. Send us some stuff.
New night.
Send us some beers. We're all about the beers.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to bring up here quick before we end is we do have a MySpace page, which I think I mentioned this before.
I cried when we created it because I fucking hate MySpace.
I hate MySpace, too.
I really do.
But you know what? It's catching on, and we're starting to get some really good friends from this thing, too.
Yeah, so, it's helped us out in that respect. I think that's our main goal is, you know, it's more friends, more contacts.
It's a good way for us to promote craft beers, good beers, you know.
And God, that website sucks.
Not our site.
No.
Our site's bitching.
The whole MySpace thing. Idea is just retarded.
So when you're on MySpace, go to myspace.com/shouldidrinkthat, all one word, and send us an invite or whatever. Send us a message on there. We'll be more than happy to reply to you, to hear from you. It's all good. We have some pictures on there from PodCamp. We have some videos on there, stuff like that. Check out the profiles. Check out the pictures. Let us know you're out there. Hey, we'll be more than happy to add you as a friend of the show.
Everyone's a friend of the show.
you drink beer, you're a friend of the show.
Yeah, even the people that hate us.
You still love us.
Exactly.
Deep down inside, because that's all part of the holiday season.
So on that note, hope everyone has a good holiday.
Have a safe and happy holiday. Yeah. Remember,
I know this is sick puppy saying this. You know, it's a holiday season, so I'll be polite.
Drink responsibly.
Everyone have a good holiday and happy new year if you don't hear us from us before then. And like Spoon said, have a safe one.
Enjoy it with your family and loved ones, or if you're by yourself, drink a lot of beer and think of us and listen to our shows. Because we're happy people.
Yeah.
We're happy people that drink a lot of beer.
We're festive during the holiday season.
And to steal a line from The Real Happy Hour, you can drink with us. You can drink beer with us. You want to drink gin, listen to The Real Happy Hour or anything else. You want to drink beer, listen to us.
Yeah. We are the marathon beer drinkers.
So in closing, I want to thank all of our beer casting friends.
Yeah, I hope you guys all have a good year. And
everyone out there, Groucho, Chud, Dude Night, The Good Beer Show, Craft Beer Radio, Big Foamy Head,
Big
Jesus,
Fat
Pacific
Foamy
Beer.
Head.
Yeah. All you guys, you know what? Raise a glass. We love you all. And, you know, it's been an interesting year, and we look forward to hanging out with everyone in 07. I don't have any New Year's resolutions to give just yet. That'll be
I'm going to drink more.
I plan on drinking a lot more better beer.
Yeah.
So I don't have bitter beer face. Say that a couple times, buddy.
I've been polite enough. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we got some people to go attend to. Yeah, let's go drink some more beers, bud.
All right, brother. Sounds good to me. We're signing off, man.
Everyone have a great end of 2006, and we'll see you in 07.
Cheers, you fucks.
This is Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
From shouldidrinkthat.com, where even if it's crap,
we drink it so you don't have to.
See you in 07.
We out.
Bitches!